I severed the human mess which lay around me dying on the floor. And when they laid you down the day I heard your stricken father say, he prayed for those who'd done this to us all. Won't you believe me? I'll always be yours. Here I am, I love you.
Joby Fox, he's with us today. How you doing, Joby?
Not too bad, John Bob.
Looking well.
Thanks very much. The same to you, old chap.
Here, you're still busy.
Aye.
After all these years of being in the music business.
Absolutely. That's it.
Do you remember when we all got involved? Like, we're all just wee lads chancing our arm at the start.
Aye, you know? Aye. don't remember me.
Yeah.
I'm scundered.
I know. But that's what it was like. You know, some kids spent their time and maybe went to the boxing club, and some of them tried football, and then, you know, we all ended up in wee bands and everything else, you know.
Well, you know, you have to look back and sort of admire the younger man inside yourself. And someone asked me recently, I'm playing the Fela here on the 10th, which is this Saturday coming, and it's 25 years since I played the first one. And I said, well, you know, what's it like, you know, you're looking forward to it? And I said it's like going back and shaking the hand of the young Joby Fox and shaking his hand and saying, well done, mate.
Yeah.
You know, in a way, that's what it's like. You know, it's shaking hands with that young, enthusiastic,
idealistic,
etc.
Yes, you know exactly.
That's right,
you know,
yeah.
Superman, and you know, you think, yes, I'm invincible.
But you still,
you know,
bring a bit of that with you. You know, I'm so happy that music chose me, and I'm really happy about that. And people like yourself and other characters throughout Belfast now, and we know them from the sort of post-punk scene and all the rest of it, and they've all went on, they've done really well, and they were voice of reason and over the years.
And funny, we were talking off air there, it was like, as a musician, going through some very bad times in Belfast, but being a musician was your visa to be able to go anywhere.
Absolutely.
And you would have played a gig anywhere.
Absolutely.
And funny, you'd have come home to your mates. I mean, I used to go home to Twinbrook, and the mates are going, You did a gig in the Newton Arch Road. Are you mad? You know, and I used to talk. I mean, there was guys I knew from Rathcoole came and did a gig in Twinbrook, and their mates in Rathcoole would have said, "You're going to Twinbrook? Are you mad?"
That's
but
totally
you,
right.
For us, you were a musician. You wanted to go and play a gig, and that was it. You didn't care.
That's it. One of the first people I met in the music business was a guy called Billy Maxwell. He's a son of a Reverend Maxwell from the top of Shankill Road, and me and him used to go around picking up equipment for a band called Late way back
in
the day.
Was Jim Armstrong in Late? That was
it.
All those guys used to play the pound and all,
That's exactly right. And when the soldier stopped at his night, it's like that scene out of Good Vibrations. When the soldier stopped, they says, "Where are you from?" He says, "Well, I'm from Ashango." So, "Where are you from?" "From Anderson Town. They either didn't believe us or their jaw was left hanging around their ankles, and we just kind of drove on. How it was.
In our band, we used to run, there was a guy from Ballybean used to run about with us, and we were stopped, you know, "Where are you from?" "The Falls in Twinbrook," and he's from Ballybean. And the soldiers pulled him to the one side and said, "Have you been kidnapped?" You know,
stop it.
And he was playing the band, you know, so it was
I love
just,
it.
You know, but that's...
The perception
was that you didn't mix and you didn't do that, but we were all running around playing gigs everywhere, you know, all the bands were, all the musicians.
Always was, and it's great to see like Hooley's movie, Good Vibrations, being, you know, Hooley getting a what do you call it, all the love lavished upon him, you know, because he deserves it, you know, and he was a kind of token pole for us when we were kids and stuff, you know, so... That's all good. I think the counterculture has definitely It's here now. People are looking at us and thinking, you know, well, you know, these guys weren't too daft. Like they weren't
daft. As you say, the counterculture from a long time ago. Yeah. Terry's still prominent, and there was people like Kyle Leachnell, who was managing Rudy at the time, and I still see Dave Sinton, who was running the Limelight when it came up, and all these avenues for bands. But those, as you say, the guy on the street might have said they're just our legits.
Exactly.
But they're not so stupid, that's you know.
Truth. That's the truth. Know? But I'm playing here Saturday. And at the Fela, and I'm really looking forward to it. Like, as I say, it's a kind of a homecoming.
I know you played in 25 years ago. Have you not played it since?
No.
And
I was giving them a wee bit of a wind up, saying that Mick Jagger said about Glastonbury, it took 45 years to ask them to do Glastonbury. He says, look, he's only took 25 years, so he's not that bad. And that's especially for Kieran and Peter and the rest of the lads up there who I'm really, really grateful to for giving me this opportunity and playing in front of my own crowd.
So you're doing the gig on Saturday. Damien Dempsey's on as well. But then on the 17th, you're at the Newcastle Arts Festival in O'Hare's.
Yeah.
25th of August, Lisburn Festival. Well, it's the Hilden Beer Music Festival.
That's
a good one as well.
Thank you.
And then the 31st, the East Belfast Arts Festival in the Strand Cinema. Because it's been revamped. It's a music venue now, basically.
Absolutely amazing. I've been up there for the launch of the East Belfast Festival, and Kaz Hawkins is doing, she's doing a night. I'm showing a film, my film Lost Commandos, and doing an acoustic set, and then Kaz comes on. Kaz is just brilliant.
She's great. We had her in here a while ago. She's a smashing voice, you know. It's a great personality. She lights up a room when she walks in, you know.
Totally. She's just got charisma, man, and she's so talented. And everybody's gonna, you know, they're gonna fancy see how talented she is. I'm producing her next album, so I hear the material, and the material's brilliant. So
she's terrific, girl. Terrific. She really is
unbelievable.
So you'll be doing the one in Fela, and then you're doing the East Belfast. You
yes,
know?
That's
you're,
right.
You're the only man doing both festivals.
Well, that's right. I'm very, very proud of that.
I'm very
proud of, and that's kind of where I come from anyway. That's kind of like my outlook on life. You know, we all got to get on. We're all living on this planet in this time.
Exactly.
And I mean, you know, let's get on with it. That's my attitude.
Brilliant.
Let's get on
it's with. Refreshing to hear you, Joby. Yeah. It really is. Listen, give us a song. What are you going to do?
I'm going to sing a song called I Love You, and it's from the End of the War album. And if you need to know anything more about it, you go to jobyfox.com, and all my stuff is up there. And I'm looking forward to playing this Saturday for the Fela. This is called I Love You. Here I am in the morning of a day to come, a something to tell you in the morning sun. You had to be certain, you want to be sure. I can't go on with this courting no more. Won't you believe me? I'll always be yours. Here I am, I love you. There's method madness. I'm here at your door. I said what I said, now I'll say it no more. Once in a lifetime, love comes your way. Let it be this love, don't turn me away. Now forever, won't you be mine? Here I am, I love you. There's method madness. I'm here at your door. I said what I said, now I'll say it no more. here I am, I love you. Here I am, I love you.
Brilliant stuff, Joby.
Thank
Listen,
you very much.
Thanks very much. Okay.
Very well.
Fela on Saturday, Newcastle 17th, Lisburn the 25th, and on the 31st, East Belfast Arts Festival, Strand Cinema.
Rock and roll.
Listen, thanks for coming in, mate.
Thanks, Johnny.